Chapter 5, of the Sanctity of the Church, 2nd Mark. The Church of our Lord is holy, this is an article of faith, our Lord has given himself for it, that he may sanctify it. It is a holy nation, says Saint Peter I:2-9. The bridegroom is holy, and the bride holy, she is holy as being dedicated to God, as the elders under the ancient synagogue were called holy on this account alone. She is holy again because the Spirit who informs her is holy, and because she is the mystical body of a head who is called most holy. She is holy, moreover, because all her actions, interior and exterior, are holy. She neither believes nor hopes nor loves but holily. In her prayers, sermons, sacraments, sacrifices, she is holy. But this church has her interior sanctity, according to the word of David, Psalms 44:14. All the glory of the King's Saint daughter is within. She has also her exterior sanctity in golden borders clothed about with varieties ib. The interior sanctity cannot be seen. The exterior cannot serve as a mark, because all the sects vaunt it, and because it is hard to recognize the true prayer, preaching and administration of the sacraments. But beyond this there are signs by which God makes his church known, which are as it were perfumes and odors, as the spouse says in the Canticles 4:11, the smell of thy garment says the smell of frankincense. Thus can we by the scent of these odors and perfumes run after and find the true church and the trace of the son of the unicorn, probably a reference to Psalm 28:6. Chapter 6, 2 Mark continued. The true church ought to be resplendent in miracles. The church then is milk and honey under her tongue and in her heart, which is interior sanctity, and which we cannot see. She is richly wrought with a fair robe, beautifully bordered with varieties, which are her exterior sanctities, which can be seen. But because the sects and heresies disguise their clothing, and by false stuffs make them look like hers, she has, besides that, perfumes and odors which are her own, and these are certain signs and shinings of her sanctity, which are so peculiarly hers, that no other society can boast of having them, particularly in our age. For, first, she shines in miracles, which are a most sweet odor and perfume, and are express signs of the presence of the immortal God with her, as Saint Augustine styles them. And, indeed, when our Lord quitted this world he promised that the church should be filled with miracles. These signs, he said, shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, poison shall not hurt them, and by the imposition of hands they shall heal the sick. Mark alt. Consider, I pray you, these words closely. One, he does not say that the apostles only would work these miracles, but simply, those who believe. Two, he does not say that every believer in particular would work miracles, but that those who believe will be followed by these signs. 3. He does not say it was only for them 10 or 20 years, but simply that miracles will follow them that believe. Our Lord, then, speaks to the apostles only, but not for the apostles only, he speaks of the faithful, of the body and general congregation. Of the church, he speaks absolutely, without limitation of time. Let us take his holy words in the extent which our Lord has given them. The believers are in the church, the believers are followed by miracles, therefore in the church there are miracles, there are believers in all times, the believers are followed by miracles, therefore in all times there are miracles. But let us examine a little why the power of miracles was left in the church. There is no doubt it was to confirm the gospel preaching, for Saint Mark so testifies. And Saint Paul, who says that God gave testimony by miracles to the faith which they announced, I Corinthians 2:4, God placed these instruments in the hand of Moses, that he might be believed, wherefore our Lord said that if he had not done miracles the Jews would not have been obliged to believe him. Well now, must not the church ever fight with infidelity? And why then would you take away from her this good stick which God has put into her hand? I am well aware that she has not so much need of it as at the beginning. Now that the holy plant of the faith has taken firm and good root, one need not water it so often, but, all the same, to wish to have the effect altogether taken away, the necessity and cause remaining intact, is poor philosophy. Besides, I beg you to show me at what period the visible church may have been without miracles, from the time that it began until the present. In the time of the apostles there were miracles beyond number, you know that well. After that time, who knows not the miracles, related by Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, worked by the prayers of the legion of Christian soldiers who were in his army, which on this account was called thundering. Who knows not the miracles of Saint Gregory Thaumaturgus, Saint Martin, Saint Antony, Saint Nicholas, Saint Hilarion, and the wonders concerning Theodosius and Constantine, for which we have authors of irreproachable authority as Eusebius, Rufinus, Saint Jerome, Basil, Sulpicius, Athanasius? Who knows not again what happened at the invention of the Holy Cross, and in the time of Julian the Apostate, in the time of Esses, Chrysostom, Ambrose, Augustine, many miracles were seen, which they themselves relate. Why then would you have the same church now cease from miracles? What reason would there be? In truth, what we have always seen, in all varieties of times, accompanying the church, we cannot do otherwise than call a property of the church. The true church then makes her sanctity appear by miracles. And if God made so admirable the propitiatory, and his Sinai, and his burning bush, because he wished to speak with men, why shall he not have made miraculous this his church in which he wills to dwell forever? Chapter 7. Sanctity of the Church continued. The Catholic Church eyes accompanied with miracles, the pretended eyes not. Here now I desire that you show yourselves reasonable, free from quibbling and from obstinacy. It is found on informations duly and authentically taken that about the commencement of this century Saint Francis of Paula was renowned for undoubted miracles, such as are the raising of the dead to life. We find the same as to Saint Diego of Alcala. These are not uncertain rumors, but proved, signed informations, taken in regular process of law. Would you dare to deny the apparition of the cross granted to the valiant Captain Albuquerque, and to all those in his fleet, which so many historians describe? See Reynold, Adon, 1513. And so many persons had part in the devout Gaspers, in the Indies, healed the sick by simply praying to God for them in the Mass, and so suddenly that other than God sent hand could not have done it. The blessed Francis Xavier has healed the paralyzed, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, and raised a dead man to life. His body has had power to remain entire though buried with lime, as those have testified who saw it entire 15 years after his death, and these two died within the last 45 years. In Malipur has been found a cross cut on a stone, which is considered to have been buried by the Christians in the time of Saint Thomas. A wonderful but true thing. Almost every year, about the feast of this glorious apostle, that cross sweats a quantity of blood, or liquid like blood, and changes color, becoming white, pale, then black, and sometimes blue, brilliant and then of softer hue, and at last it returns to its natural color. This many people have seen, and the Bishop of Cochin sent a public attestation of it to the Holy Council of Trent. Miracles, therefore, are worked in the Indies, where the faith is not yet established, a whole world of which I leave on one side, in order to observe due brevity. The good Father Louis of Granada, in his introduction on the Creed, narrates many recent and unquestionable miracles. Amongst others he brings forward the cures which the Catholic kings of France have worked in our age, even in incurable cases of King Saint Evil, by saying no more than these words, "May God heal you," and the king touches the person, no other disposition being required than confession and communion on that day. I have read the history of the miraculous cure of James, son of Claude Andrew, of Belmont, in the bailiwick of Balm in Burgundy. He had been helpless during 8 years, after making his devotions in the church of Saint Claude, on the very day of the feast, 8th of June 1588. He found himself immediately cured. Do you not call that a miracle? I am speaking of things in the neighborhood. I have read the public act, I have spoken to the notary who took it and sent it, rightly and duly signed by him. Witnesses were not wanting, for there were people in crowds. But why do I stay to bring forward the miracles of our age? Saint Malachy, Saint Bernard, and Saint Francis, were they not of our church? You cannot deny it. Those who have written their lives are most holy and learned men, for Saint Bernard himself has written that of Saint Malachy, and Saint Bonaventure that of Saint Francis, men who lacked neither knowledge nor conscientiousness, and still many miracles are related therein. But, above all, the wonders which take place now, at our gates, in the sight of our princes and of our whole Savoy, near Mondovi, ought to close the door against all obstinacy. Now, what will you say to this? Will you say that Antichrist will do miracles? Saint Paul testifies that they will be false Thessalonians 2:9, and the greatest Saint John mentions is that he will make fire descend from heaven. Satan can work miracles, indeed has done so, no doubt, but God will leave a prompt remedy with his church, for, to those false miracles, the servants of God, Elias and Enoch, as the apocalypse and interpreters witness, will oppose other miracles of very different make. For not only will they employ fire to punish their enemies miraculously, but will have power to shut the heavens so that there may be no rain, to change and convert the waters into blood, and to strike the earth with what chastisements they like for 3.5 days. After their death they shall rise again and ascend to heaven. The earth shall tremble at their ascension. Then, therefore, by the opposition of the true miracles, the illusions of Antichrist will be discovered, and as Moses at last made the magicians of Pharaoh confess, "The finger of God is here," so Elias and Enoch will effect that their enemies shall give glory to the God of heaven. Elias will do at that time some of those holy prophet saint deeds of his, which he did of old to put down the impiety of the Baalites and other professors of false religions. I wish then to say, 1. That the miracles of Antichrist are not such as those we bring forward for the church, and therefore it does not follow that if those are not marks of the church these likewise are not so. The former will be proved false and be overcome by greater and more solid ones, the latter are solid, and no one can oppose to them more certain ones. 2. The wonders of Antichrist will be simply an illusion of 3.5 years, but the miracles of the church are so properly hers, that since her foundation she has always shone in miracles. The miracles of Antichrist will be unnatural, and will not endure, but in the church they are grafted as it were naturally on her supernatural nature, and therefore they ever accompany her. To verify these words, these signs shall follow them that believe. You will be ready to say that the Donatists worked miracles, according to Saint Augustine, but they were only certain visions and revelations of which they themselves boasted, without any public testimony. Certainly the church cannot be proved true by these private revelations. On the contrary, these visions themselves cannot be proved or held as true save by the testimony of the church, says the same Saint Augustine. And if Vespasian healed a blind and a lame man, the doctors themselves, according to Tacitus, decided that it was a blindness and an infirmity which were not incurable. It is no marvel then if the devil was able to heal them. A Jew having been baptized went and presented himself to Paulus, a Novatian bishop, to be rebaptized, says Socrates 7:17. The water of the font immediately disappeared. This wonder was not to confirm the truth of Novatianism, but of holy baptism, which it was not right to repeat. In the same manner were some wonders done amongst the pagans, says Saint Augustine, not in proof of paganism, but of innocence, virginity, fidelity, which, wherever they are loved and valued by God who is the author thereof. Further, these wonders are done but rarely, and from them no conclusion can be drawn. That clouds sometimes give forth light, but it is only the sun which is for its mark and property the giving of light. Let us then conclude this subject. The church has always been accompanied by miracles, solid and certain as those of her spouse. Therefore she is the true church, for, to use the argument of the good Nicodemus John 3:2, in like case, I will say, no society can do these miracles which this does, so glorious and so continual, unless God was with it. And what did our Lord say to the disciples of Saint John? Matthew 11:5, say, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, to show that he was the Messias. Hearing that in the church are done such grand miracles, we must conclude that the Lord is indeed in this place general. 28:16. But as regards your pretended church, I can say nothing more to it than, if it can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:2. If it were the true church, it would be followed by miracles. You acknowledge to me that it is not your province to work miracles, nor to drive out devils. Once it turned out ill with one of your great masters who wanted to try it, so says Bs. Those raised up the living from the dead, says Tertullian de Praesc. 30. These make dead men out of the living. A rumor is current that one of yours has once cured a demoniac. It is however not stated when or how the person was cured, nor what witnesses there were. It is easy for apprentices to a trade to make a mistake in their first trial. Certain reports are often started amongst you to keep the simple people going, but having no author they must be without authority. Besides this, in driving out the devil we must not so much regard what is done as we must consider the manner and the form in which it is done. If it is by the rightful prayers and invocations of the name of Jesus Christ. Again, one swallow does not make the summer. It is the perpetual and ordinary succession of miracles which is the mark of the true church, not something accidental. But it would be fighting with a shadow and with air to refute this rumor, which is so timid and so feeble that nobody ventures to say from which side it came. The total answer that I have got from you in this extreme necessity is that people do you a wrong when they ask miracles from you. And so they do. I agree with you, it would be turning you into ridicule, like asking a blacksmith to make an emerald or a diamond. Nor do I ask any from you, only I request you to confess frankly that you have not made your apprenticeship with the apostles, disciples, martyrs and confessors, who have been masters of the craft. But when you say you have no need of miracles, because you do not want to establish a new faith, tell me then again whether Saint Augustine, Saint Jerome, Saint Gregory, Saint Ambrose and the rest preached a new doctrine. And why then were the done miracles so great and so numerous as theirs? Certainly the gospel was better received in the world than it is at present. There were then pastors more excellent, many martyrs and miracles had gone before. But the church was still not wanting in that gift of miracles, for the greater glory of most holy religion. Or if miracles were to cease in the church, it would have been in the time of Constantine the Great, after the empire had become Christian. The persecutions had ceased and Christianity been quite secured, but so far were they from ceasing then that they were multiplied on all sides. Moreover, the doctrine which you preach has never been proclaimed, either in general or in detail. Your heretical predecessors have preached it, with each of whom you agree on some points, and with all on none, as I will make clear afterwards. Where was your church 80 years ago? It has only just begun, and you call it old. Ah, you say, we have made no new church, we have rubbed up and cleaned the old money, which, having long lain in decayed buildings, had become discolored, and encrusted with dirt and mold. Say that no more. I beg you, that you have the metal and the mold. Are not the faith, the sacraments, necessary ingredients in the composition of the church? And you have changed everything both in the one and the other. You are then false coiners, if you do not show the power which you claim to put false stamps on the King's Saint coin. But let us not delay on this. Have you purified this church? Have you cleaned this money? Show us then the characters which it had when you say that it fell on the ground and began to get rusty. It fell, you say, in the time of Saint Gregory, or a little after. You may say what you like, but at that time it had the character of miracles. Show it to us now. For if you do not show us most unmistakably the inscription of the king on your money, we will show it you on ours. Ours will pass as royal and good, yours, as being light and clipped, will be sent back to the melting pot. If you would represent to us the church as it was in the time of Saint Augustine, show it to us not only speaking well but doing well, in miracles and holy operations, as it was then. If you would say that then it was nearer than it is now, I answer that so notable an interruption as that which you pretend of 900 or 1,000 years, makes this money so strange that unless we see on it, in large letters, the ordinary characters, the inscription and the image, we will never receive it. No, number the ancient church was powerful in all seasons, in adversity and prosperity, in work and in word, like her spouse, yours has naught but talk, whether in prosperity or in adversity. At least let it now show some vestiges of the ancient mark, otherwise it will never be received as the true church, nor as daughter of that ancient mother. If it would boast further, it must have silence imposed upon it with these holy words, if you are the children of Abraham, do the works of Abraham. John 8:39. The true church of believers is to be ever accompanied by miracles. There is no church of our age which can show them save ours. Therefore ours alone is the true church. Dash.